nearest hospital was when I was a child. I don't know whether there was such a thing as a hospital or not.
Wouldn't have been Tulsa, would it?
No. You know, Tulsa never come into existence until 1911. Tulsa was just a, you might say, just a little old white place in the road. Consisted of just a lot of just wooden buildings built down there along the Arkansas River.
It's interesting. It's a 50-year-old town now.
Yes, that's right.
Really stumbling all over
itself. The city of Tulsa has sprang up since 1911. That's right. Of course, I don't know how far back it was, just a little old village, you know, country village.
I know they had a hospital in Guthrie.
Yeah, I expect they did.
But then that was the capital.
That's right. That used to be our capital. That's right. My father occasionally would have to go to Guthrie to federal court. I can remember him talking about going to Guthrie to attend federal court. That's right. It was the capital.
Who nursed the people who were ill?
Well, my mother nursed us children. Or maybe some of the neighbors would come in and relieve her and help her. And if somebody was real seriously sick, why, the neighbors would come in and help. Some of the men folk would come in and take over some of the duties of my father or somebody that had to go out and look after the farming and the livestock, especially if he was real seriously sick, which he was when I was just a youngster, I can remember. He had a terrible spell of pneumonia. We almost lost him. He finally pulled out of it.
I bet he didn't feel very well when those scorpion bites hit him either.
Well, I'm the one that got the scorpion bites. Oh, yes, that's right.
Those four.
Oh yes, that's right. When the scorpion got under his shirt, mm-hmm. shucking the corn. Well, I don't remember whether he paid a great lot of attention to it or not. He probably went home and mother plastered some soda on it or something like that, some kind of something to draw the poison out, and that's probably all there was to it. He just went on about his business. Yeah. I was a great big boy when that happened.
Where was the nearest railroad?
Elgin.
Elgin?
Yes.
Did they have any place there where the passengers could wait?
Oh yes, we had a depot, sure. And there was a depot at Chautauqua too. All them little towns all had a depot. Yeah.
And where did you see your first streetcar?
Arkansas City, where I saw my first streetcar. And it was a horse or a mule drawn outfit. Yes, sir.
And let's see, even at that time, Paul Huska was the center of the county government?
Not then, because that's before, what are the things I've been relating to you is mm-hmm. back before statehood, mm-hmm. you see. Oklahoma never come into statehood until 1907, mm-hmm. you see. This was just a trading point. Uh-huh. It was the Osage business was all handled here. Of course, it was an Indian agency here, you see, mm-hmm. and it was just more or less centrally located, and still is. And now it's the county seat of Osage County. It is Osage Indian Territory. Then you see, when I was born, when I came into the world.
Was this a city of any size then? Was Elgin large?